The coronavirus and lockdown have brought us to a new season of being church. This season requires new ways of doing and of being church in our homes. This year, Maundy, Thursday and Good Friday, we will not be able to gather in our churches as a faith community celebrating Holy Communion. In our homes, we will have spiritual communion, visioning in our minds the elements of bread and wine, but assured that in spirit we will have communion in touching each other's hearts. That is the sense in which I would like to share this devotion with you tonight, brothers and sisters. I title it, How to Wash Your Feet, But Not to Forget Your Hands. Our Passion Week reading for tonight, the section from John 13, tells us that after Jesus met with his disciples for the Passover, he spoke with deep emotion about his coming suffering and his wishes for his followers. He had graced his followers with a new symbol of remembering him. The atmosphere in that upper room must have been intensely sacred. But then a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered the greatest, according to the version in Luke 22. It must have been a great disappointment to Jesus. On the eve of his death, the disciples were more concerned about personal glory. They were sidetracked and forgot the purpose of why he brought them together and why they were called as disciples of Jesus. The reply of Jesus is recorded in the reading for tonight. When the meal was over, Jesus took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. He poured water into a basin and began washing the feet of his disciples and dried their feet with a towel around his waist. Through this act, Jesus is telling them, you who are arguing about power and prestige, if you want to see true greatness in the eyes of God, watch me. Performing the task of the lowliest servant, Jesus was showing his disciples something about true service. The effect of this demonstration was such that Peter got uncomfortable at what he saw happening. The Son of God was on his knees washing the dust off the feet of his disciples. And the message was driven home. If you wish to be great, then learn how to be humble and small. Coronavirus has truly leveled the playing field and exposed our vulnerability to contract the virus, irrespective of our status in life. We are in this together. We too feel uncomfortable by this act of servanthood. If the Lord we serve is high and majestic, should not his followers be also? Jesus said to the 12 after washing their feet, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Now you know these things. You will be blessed if you do them. Instead of preaching a sermon, Jesus became the sermon. Brothers and sisters, we too are called to be channels of blessings. Jesus had set an example to us in our service to others. We as followers of Christ should remember our calling is to serve. This is the one aspect of our faith that we find difficult to display. To serve others, to be the least and show humility to others is something that goes against our grain. But the Christian faith has always been more than a system of belief. It is a way of life. Is this maybe one of the lessons that the pandemic wants to impress upon us? Living only for oneself to the detriment of others leads to destruction not only to oneself but also others around us. We all are called to work towards alleviating the plight of the poor and less fortunate. The church through its members exists solely to meet the needs of people in a redemptive manner. Are we using that towel? And are we using the towel of supporting the mission of the church through our tithes and offerings, even though the doors of our churches are locked? Thursday of Holy Week is called Maundy Thursday, The word maundi comes from the Latin mandatum, the same word from which we get the word mandate. The mandate of Christ to his followers was a calling to a life of service, and he showed them how to do it when he took a towel and knelt before each disciples. We fear the idea of service and showing deeds of compassion because we think it may inconvenience us. Maybe that is because we know that it might be a long-term commitment that will bring us into a relationship that will tax our patience. And that may very well happen because some of life's towels are for long-term use, like caring for a sick person oneself instead of having the person admitted to frail care. Others are inscribed with a phrase, for short-term use only. These are the ones that every Christian should have in sufficient supply. It is when we have our eyes fixed on the example of Christ that we find all sorts of uses for these towels. Offering to buy the groceries or collect the medication for an elderly person is a simple act of foot washing that will take a few minutes of one's time, but you will walk away with your own feet clean as well. I pray that will be your experience too. When you use your towels, that you will feel afterwards your own feet had been washed. This text might be asking of us, whose feet can I wash? Of those in my home and family or circle of friends. Christ in this story gives us a new perspective on life. He chose a towel and it became the only holy garment he ever wore, but he sanctified it when he used it to wash the dirt and grime from the feet of his disciples. It is the one vestment in the church that are waiting to be used. I think Jesus has one just your size. Amen.